Deutsche Welle. News. This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have called on Greece's leaders to live up to their responsibilities and vote in favour of austerity measures if they want to receive a new bailout and avoid the country going bankrupt. An agreement on austerity measures is a prerequisite for Greece in order to receive a second €130 billion bailout from the so-called Troika, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank. A spokesman for the Troika said Greece will receive more funds in March only if its conditions are fully met.
The problems of the Greek economy have not been caused by the Troika. The problems of the Greek economy have not been caused by the euro. The current crisis, the financial crisis, and subsequently the economic crisis and the debt crisis have only exacerbated problems, chronical problems that were already present in the Greek economy many years ago.
Athens has so far failed to agree to new measures and has already missed several deadlines in negotiations. Sarkozy and Merkel called on Greece to set up a special account to ensure that billions of euros in bailout money go directly to servicing debt and not other government spending priorities. Opposition activists in Syria say government forces have killed around 50 people, mostly civilians, and wounded many others in attacks on the flashpoint city of Homs on Monday. The killings come after at least 230 people were killed in Homs over the weekend in the worst fighting since an uprising against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad began 11 months ago. The US on Monday said it was closing its embassy in Damascus and withdrawing 18 US diplomats, including Ambassador Robert Ford, who is to retain ties with the Syrian opposition. In Paris, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy expressed outrage at a veto by both Russia and China of a draft UN resolution on the weekend that would have condemned the Syrian regime and called for Assad to relinquish power. The rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas have agreed to form a unity government to be headed by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas and Khaled Mashal, the chief of the militant Islamic group Hamas, signed the agreement in the Gulf nation of Qatar, whose government helped broker the deal. The interim government is to prepare elections in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, scheduled for May. Palestine's been politically divided between the Gaza Strip and West Bank since 2006, when Hamas beat the secular Fatah movement in parliamentary elections. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. A powerful blast followed by heavy gunfire has shaken a police station in Nigeria's northern city of Kano. The local police chief said gunmen had attacked the police station in the Sharada industrial area, but had no further details. It's the latest assault by suspected Islamist militants on the country's second biggest urban centre. Kano was the scene of the deadliest attack by the Islamist sect Boko Haram, in which 186 people were killed last month. South Africa's African National Congress has confirmed that its Youth League leader, Julius Malema, has not yet been suspended from the ruling party. The 30-year-old lost an internal party appeal on Saturday against charges of bringing the party into disrepute. ANC Secretary-General Gwede Mantashe said the party had decided to let the 30-year-old argue for a more lenient sentence than his initial 5-year suspension. The final hearing is due within 14 days. Malema was found guilty last year of causing racial tensions, calling for a regime change in neighbouring Botswana, and also unnerved foreign investors with his repeated calls for nationalisation. He's also being investigated for tax offences and corruption allegations. Egypt's elections committee has announced that candidates for the country's first presidential election since the ouster of veteran leader Hosni Mubarak can start registering from March 10th. That's 1 month earlier than expected. The presidential election is to take place in June, after which the military council has promised to hand over power to civilian rule. The World Economic Forum has released a report stating that transparency on tax and royalty payments was vital in helping developing countries harness their mineral wealth. In the report, the Geneva-based think tank said some of the world's poorest countries are rich in mineral resources, which provide a unique opportunity for social and economic transformation. The report highlights 22 examples of projects and initiatives in countries such as Liberia, Ghana, Mongolia and Chile. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.